I would say, I hope all is well. We are continuing Yemeretz Hashem today in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simen Dalid, Sif Vav. And so the Kitzur writes as follows, the final Sif in this Simen. B'chol pam shenifne o shema til mayim, v'afilu rak tipa achos. Every single time a person relieves themselves, whether they urinate or defecate, even if a person is just urinating just a little bit, he says, yirchas yadov, a person should wash their hands with water, b'mayim, v'yivarech berchas asher yotzer. A person should go out and wash their hands. Remember, again, we spoke about this before, Netilas Yadayim. You wash your hands three times, right? Again, remember, pick up the kli with the right, put it into the left, and then go ahead and wash the right hand first, right, left, right, left, right, left, three times. Three times, and then after that, one should recite the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Im hitel mayim o nifna v'shachach mi lebarech Asher Yotzer. What happens if a person went to the bathroom and they forgot to recite the bracha of Asher Yotzer? The achar kach shuv hitel mayim. Then say a person goes to the bathroom a second time. O nifna b'niska shabrishon aleberach. See, here's the case: a person will call him Ruvain, went to the bathroom. He forgot to say Asher Yotzer. Then he goes to the bathroom a second time. After the second time, he remembers that, right, he's about to say Asher Yotzer, and he remembers that he did not say Asher Yotzer the previous time. What's the halacha? Ein tzarich levarech rak pamachos. You only have to go ahead and make one bracha. In other words, so halacha lemaisa, once you missed the opportunity to say Asher Yotzer, and then you went to the bathroom again, so halacha lemaisa again, one Asher Yotzer is all you're going to say. Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting idea. In general, let's say a person uses the bathroom. How long after using the bathroom do you have in order to recite the brach of Asher Yotzer? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you have up until the time in which the need to relieve oneself is reawakened. So in other words, person goes to the bathroom at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you could say, so how long do you have to say Asher Yotzer? So essentially, until the next time you have to go to the bathroom, you could say Asher Yotzer, which is an interesting halacha, because generally, again, brachos have like a time limitation, but over here it's a physical limitation. So when you need to go to the bathroom again, that's when you can no longer say Asher Yotzer. And once even before you go to the bathroom, once the need to relieve oneself comes about, one is no longer permitted to go ahead and make the bracha of Asher Yotzer again. He ends off with an interesting case. So Misha Shosa, Sam HaMishalshal. Let's say someone drank or consumed a diuretic. So therefore, again, a person is going to be using the bathroom quite often. Biodeshi, exactly. Panos Kamapam. A person knows they're going to have to use the bathroom a number of times. Lo Yivarech Ad La'achar HaGimar. A person should not go ahead and make an Asher Yotzer until they are finished. So this is actually an interesting halacha. So in other words, that let's say a person has diarrhea. So a person knows they're going to be using the bathroom a number of times. So halacha lemaisa, the Kitzur says you don't make an Asher Yotzer after every time, which makes sense. The bracha of Asher Yotzer is really only said when a person has finished relieving themselves, fulfilling their bodily needs. But in this case over here, a person has not finished, and therefore again, doesn't say Asher Yotzer until the process itself is entirely complete. All right, then we'll say Mazel Tov on finishing Sif Dalid. Shkoyach, everyone. Wishing everyone a great day.